We are in Nesivos Shalom on Sefer Shmot, Parshat Shmot. We're starting a new Sefer. We're on the first piece in Parshat Shmot on page Zayin, Inyan HaGalut Be'am Yisrael. We're talking about the concept of Galut, the concept of exile. Says the Nesivos Shalom, Inyanei Galut V'Geula Tofsim Chelek Gadol B'Torah U'V'Mitziut Am Yisrael. The topics of Galus and Geula, of exile and redemption, take up a tremendous amount of space in the Torah and in the reality of Klal Yisrael. Kvar b'ma'amar niskav shol brit bin abitarim, all the way back in brit bin abitarim in Parshat Lech Lecha that you all saw during Seder time, back in brit bin abitarim in Parshat Lech Lecha, it already says, kasher nikvash b'nei Yisrael haim ha'am ha'nifchar, hayadvar Hashem al-Avraham Avinu. It was already established for Bnei Yisrael when that they were going to become the chosen people. So when that was established, Hashem said to Avraham, Yadoa teida ki ger yiyeh zaracha be'eretz lo lahem. Know that you will be strangers in a land that is not yours. Va'avadum va'anu otam arba'miot shana. You will go and you will serve them. And you will be subjugated to them for 400 years. Va'acharechein yatsu b'rechush gadol. And afterwards you will leave with great wealth. And beforehand, Ne'emar, it says, Vine Eima Chashecha Gidola Nofelatala. Before Avram Avinu was told that by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that his children are going to be strangers in a strange land and serve them and be subjugated to them. It says, Eima Chashecha Gidola Nofelatala, that this terrible, fearful darkness fell over Avram Avinu before he received this nevuah, before he received this prophecy. Vidarshu Chazal, and Chazal say on this, that here is being hinted to the four galiot, the four stages of exile, the four kingdoms that will subjugate us over the course of history. Ema, zo Bavel, Chashecha, zo Madai, Gedola, zo Yavan, Nofelet alav, zo Edom. The four stages of exile of Bavel, Prasumadai, Yavan, and Edom are hinted to in those four words. So it's not just talking about, he's not just promising him that the children, that Klal Yisrael, his children, his descendants are going to be strangers in a strange land, are going to be slaves in a foreign land. That they're going to go to the root exile, which we now know, is Galut Mitzrayim. But it's already even hinted to that after that, we're going to go through four stages of exile throughout our history. Hainu Shekvar Bivrit Bin Abitrim, already, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the first parsha, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking to the first Jew Avram Avinu. He's telling him, Her Elo HaKadosh Baruch Hu et kol ha-tzarot v'yisurim she-Yisrael atidim la'avor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is already showing Avraham all of the difficulties, the trials and tribulations that the Jews are going to go through throughout their very, very difficult history. V'lech'orahu tamuha. This is really astonishing. This is very, very strange. Sherei Galut, that when we talk about Galut, when we talk about exile, when we think about exile normally, Sherei Galut hu onesh al avonot. Why do the Jews go into exile? Why do we get exiled from Eretz Yisrael? Why do we lose the Beis HaMikdash? Because we sin. Al avonot. The reason for Galus. We've been trained. We've been taught. The reason for Galus. The reason for exile is because we sin. If that's the case, as we say in Musaf, because of our sins, we were exiled from our land. Then we've got a big question. Because Avram Avinu is being told, God's telling Avram at the beginning of history when all there is Avraham. God's promising Avraham, your descendants will go into exile. And they will be subjugated in exile. They will serve in exile. They will be tortured in exile. But if exile comes about because we sin, how could God tell Avraham that we were going to go into exile? How could it be predetermined that we're going to go into exile? We hadn't sinned yet. So how could God guarantee that? Unless, is he taking away our free choice? Is he saying you're destined to sin? Seems pretty odd. That wouldn't be any free choice involved, then life would be meaningless. Is he saying that we're going to be put into exile despite the fact that we didn't sin? If so, why would that be the case? But how could it be? Think about it for a second. How could it be that God definitively tells Avram Avinu that his descendants are going to go into exile? How is that possible? They didn't sin. They didn't sin. They didn't do anything. They don't exist yet. How could he say such a thing? Uvioter tamua. And even more astonishing than that. Inyanashel galut Mitzrayim. The whole concept of the galus in Mitzrayim, where we're sent down, we're exiled to Mitzrayim. Why was it decreed? What was the purpose? What was the goal? Because think about it for a second. Take another step forward. We open up. We're so used to separating mentally each one of the safe svarim of Torah. We open up Sefer Shmot. We're in Mitzrayim. We're dealing with the story of the exile in Mitzrayim and the Exodus. But when you open up a Sefer Torah, when you take a Sefer Torah out of the Aron Kodesh, there aren't five different svarim. It's all one scroll. There's one story. There's one narrative, right? That's the foundation of our Chumash here. That's the foundation of Seder Vav, right? There's one story. There's one narrative. Never forget that. So we don't just magically end up in Mitzrayim. Who goes down to Mitzrayim? Who was exiled to Mitzrayim? Yosef was the first one to go. But then we actually see Bnei Yisrael go to Mitzrayim. It's Yaakov and his children, the Shiftei Ka, and their families, the 70 incredibly pure souls who go down to Mitzrayim. They didn't do anything. What did Yaakov do? Nothing. That's what you have to say here. This is in a few pieces. Darei Ardulisham, who went down in, again, because it's all one story, who went down in Parshat Vayigash? Who went down to Mitzrayim in Parshat Vayigash? Darei Yardu L'sham Shidim Nefesh, the 70 souls, Tzadikim, Kedoshim, V'Tehorim. They were Tzadikim, they were Kadosh, they were Tahor, the Yaakov, the 12 Shvatim, or 11 out of the 12 Shvatim, and their children and their families, they were all Kadosh V'Tahor. There was no sin there. So to tell Abraham Avinu, your children are going to go down, presumes there was going to be a sin. How could you do that? We have free will. Not only that, then when we go down, who goes down? People who didn't have any sin. Kadosh V'Tahor. How do we understand that? V'yatsumi sham mishukayim mentashar yirtuv. And even worse, what happens? We go down. People who go down are pure, are Kadosh V'Tahor. And then what happens? Then we come out of Mitzrayim on the 49th level of spiritual impurity. We come out totally impure. So the process had the opposite effect. If the goal of Golus is we sin, so we go into exile to fix ourselves and come back, this seems to be the opposite. This is crazy. Those who went down were Kadosh V'Tahor, and then Klal Yisrael that came out of Mitzrayim, we were on, it's brought out in all of the deeper Svarim, it's brought out, we come out on the 49th level of spiritual impurity. We'll talk a lot more about that over the course of Sefer Shmot. We'll talk about that for sure during Sfirat Omer. Seven encompasses all of our Midot, let's call it that, let's frame it that way. Seven encompasses all of our Midot, and each of our Midot are comprised of the seven Midot. So if you have seven midot, each one has seven, having seven parts. What's seven times seven? 49. Meaning what means that we're on the 49th level of tum'ah. It means every aspect of ourselves had been totally impurified to the extent that if we would have went one step further, had we stayed there one moment longer and reached the 50th level beyond that 49, there would have been no coming back. So we go in pure and we come out as tummy as we can be and still get out. What's going on? How do we understand that? Umayinyan galutzo. So what is the purpose of this exile? Odish lishmoa. We also have to understand, it's also astonishing. Lama lohit palel Avraham Avinu l'Hashem yibarach levatel gizrat galut. Even better. Let Avraham go, wait a second, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please don't send my children, don't send my descendants into exile. When he finds out that Yishmael has no place in history at the end of Parsha Lecha, the same Parsha, he davens and davens, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give Yishmael life. He davens for Yishmael. What, he can't daven for the children, the people are going to be called Yisrael? Why not turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, no, don't send them into Galus. Why doesn't he daven for them? Balokish HaShema. He gives a different example. When he heard the Gzera on Sodom and Amorah, as evil as it gets, Afilu alehem ne'amor litpalel ulahaftzir kol kach avshayu tachlit hanigud shelo. When he hears that Sodom and Amorah is going to get destroyed, the Torah gives us the whole story. He davens 50, 45, 40, 30, 20, 10. He davens and davens and davens. He davens for Sodom and not for his own kids? How do we understand that? V'kan b'shamo shavanav am b'nei Yisrael yisbelu tzarot korabot. But when he hears that his descendants, Klal Yisrael, are going to go through such terrible difficulties and tragedies, To the point where, when he hears this prophecy, it's in the context where this deep trembling and fear and darkness envelop him, in the context of this nevuah. He doesn't daven for them to overturn this decree. Why is that? We always need to understand, top of the next column. What is the whole concept of Golus itself? That it seems like an integral part of the reality of Am Yisrael. Shekvar karov le'arba'at alafim shana. When you just look at Jewish history, it's crazy. We talk about Geula, we talk about Eretz Yisrael, we talk about Beis HaMikdash. That's great. But Lemaisa, you look over the thousands of years of Jewish history. And practically speaking, the majority of them are spent in exile. So it seems that a core part of our reality is, yes, connected to the reality of exile. And what then is the true function and connection of exile to the reality of Klal Yisrael? How do we understand that? As we walk into the book of exile and redemption, we need to understand these concepts. So he says, beginning of the next paragraph, V'nei kvar katav, harav ha-gadosh, ha-magid mikuznitz, zirotoy again aleinu, the magid mikuznitz says, v'ha-gotav l'sefer be'er ha-gola me'amaharal, he says as follows. Masha tama al ma'amar peperek haro'eh b'sha'ar shakadosh baruch hu zocher ad banam shashirim b'tzar. It says in Masechet Brachos that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu remembers, when he takes to heart that his children are in pain, that his children are in exile, that his children are suffering, kiviyachol morid bet d'ma'ot liyam ha'gadol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he sheds two tears, kiviyachol, two tears into the great ocean. V'kolam nishman, the sound is heard. V'hainu gohan, he cries out. Teinach achar korban mit hamikdash, aval hazavaot heim me'olam gam lifnei korban u'magohe. He's mamish crying out about the Beit HaMikdash. Kabel emet mimi she'amru, asher eva'er lecha, so he's explaining here. This whole paragraph is the Magid Mikuznitz explaining. Okay, let's see what he says. This is all the Magid Mikuznitz. So what does he say? So we have a tradition. We understand. We know. That from the creation of the world, the Aratan until now, from the very creation of the world until now, and for all time, in shum hidchadshut levanav, there's nothing new before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rak b'terem kol nivra, before anything was created, tzafa v'habit alacharit v'tachlit olamo, he's already seeing, he knows exactly where everything is headed. Everything is revealed before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's beyond time. Everything is revealed before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'chol asher ya'avor mihamikrim v'apigaim, v'sidur hakol beluach v'seder zmanim kol asher yeh tachat hashamayim. Everything is clearly revealed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu exactly as it's going to be in this world. U'kemosh darshu chazal save pasuk, as the pasuk which says v'aretz hayita tohu v'avohu v'choshech al pnei tahom v'ruach elokim v'rachevet al pnei amayim. We've mentioned this midrash many times, that this pasuk, the second pasuk of Chumash, the second pasuk in Bereishis, that it's already hinting to the Dal Galios. Already from the second pasuk of Bereishis, it's telling us how all of history is going to unfold, again, with the exiles of Bavel, Prasumadai, Yavan, and Edom. And about ultimately, v'ruach elokim v'rachevet al pnei amayim, that the Mashiach is going to come at the end of days. V'od bara HaKadosh Baruch Hu koach v'anaga pnimi betoch anaga. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a force and a way of guiding, an internal way of guiding, within the natural way. HaMesuderet ka'asher yiyah ofen betoch ofen, in a way where there is the normal way that things are going to play out, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu set out how history is going to go from beginning to end. But within that, there's an internal way that the world is guided also. There's a path within that that we can access. Pirush, Kashir Yaavo Ben Yaavu Bnei Israel V'yishmu b'kol Hashem, that when Klal Yisrael listens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lishmor Torato, to keep his Torah, u'mitzvotav and his mitzvot, az yitalchu ha-ma'arechet lefi avodatam v'az yishtaneh luach hazmanim v'chulei. He's basically saying there's a way that history is going to go that's set out from beginning to end. Where does Bichira Chofshit fit in? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu plants a way, a derech, within that. He plants another path within that. And if we choose to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we choose to do Torah, mitzvot, avodat Hashem, we can go within the natural course of history and we can change the whole course of history. We can bring about the Geulah. We can change the way things are going to go. We can alter things. When we reach into that, when we tap into that, when we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we tap into that underlying reality and we bring it out. D'yish derech b'inyan kviyut ha'itim. There's a way of the history, which is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu already set it out. K'yish eit l'chol chafetz v'chulei, eit l'hashlich avanim, zesh ya'aleh. Next page. Andar Yanus, the Chulei, v'inafetz avnei Beit HaMikdash, v'eit knot sheyibana b'meher v'chulei. Mikol zanu l'meidin, ki yish luach misudar b'chifat tzavorei ma she'atid liyot mishesh d'mei bereshit v'arachari tevel umloa. Again, there's a way that's set out from beginning to end. Rak she'arich v'hemid ha'mishkal v'bechirat ne adam, but he gives it to us in our free will to change that. We can alter that through our free will. L'mashal, if Adam Arishon, all the way from the beginning, had withstood the test to not eat the fruit, meaning, had Adam Arishon, and we're going to see this and talk about this at length in Derech Hashem as we continue on in Perek Gimel, had Adam Arishon not eaten from the fruit, that would have been the end of history. Everything that was talked about in the beginning of Bereshit never would have unfolded. Everything that goes on in the entire 6,000 years of the world would never have unfolded. He would have gone within that natural order and changed it and brought the tikkun immediately. We always have that option in our free will. V'loni tzarech l'chol ha'galiot. He wouldn't have needed all these exiles. V'chol ha'pigaim she'avru al roshenu. All of these things that have occurred to us. Aval kivan shelo nitkan kara'oy. But because he didn't fix it properly. Chozer chalila v'aseder al pi haluach ha'misudar v'avar l'inu ma she'avar ad kan l'shenu ha'kadosh. Until here is what he says, because he didn't change that, he didn't go in and not eat the fruit and do what he was supposed to do. So because of that, the natural history unfolds. And we do go through these galus, and we do go through these exiles, and we do go through this tragic history. But the option and the opportunity always exists to go within it with our Bechirach if she didn't change that. All of that was a very long quote from the Magen Kuznich, which is unusual for him to do. It's a very long quote. So what does he say on this? V'dvarav ha-kedoshim me'irim le'ayin she'omnam ha-galuyot einan ba'ot avor chata'im. So he says here very deeply that exile doesn't come about because of our sins. Elahim chelek miseder habriya. It's a totally different way of looking at and understanding the reality of exile. Galus doesn't come about because we sin necessarily. Galus is what was set out from the beginning. From Tov, Avo, Bechoshek, Al Panei Tahom, Tohu, Zobavel, Bo, Zo, Prasumadai, all the way from the second Pasuk, or to Avram Avinu with Eima, Hashik, HaGadol, Nofel, Talav. In all those instances, those Galiot, those exiles are spelled out. That was the way that history was always going to play out unless we changed it. That's not due to our sins. What's being told to us is, if we dafka do the positive, if we dafka go and we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly, if we bring out that avodat Hashem, if we bring out that service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we can go and change it. Shilo ayu osim et ratzon Hashem, v'lo ayu chotim, if we do ratzon Hashem and we don't sin, haya magia hatikun ha'gamor, then we bring about the ultimate fixing immediately. V'ya mishtane luach hazmanim mi'ikaro, v'niyah seder chadash v'briya mi'bli galiyot. The natural history of the world includes exile. If we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can overturn the natural history of the world. And we can bring about Geula immediately. Ulam, Hagufa Tamaboy. But this in and of itself needs explanation. Madua be'emet kava HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Merishita Briya Shaolam Ye Olam Hitlaot. The Am Yisrael Yavorbo Kol Kach Harbe Yisrim V'Galiyot. Meaning, that begs the question, if that's the case, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu set things up that our whole history is a history of exile and difficulty and pain? Why is that the default? Why is the default exile? Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu do that to us? Very nice. We can do Avodah Hashem, reach in and change all that. But why is the default exile? Why is the default subjugation? Why is the default pain? Ukimosha Piresh Rashi, as Rashi says, Ala Pasuk, Vine Ema Chashecha Gedola Nofelatilav. Rashi says there, Ramaz Litzarot Vichoshech Shel Galiyot. It's hinting to the darkness and difficulty of exile. The Eich Zesh Shekvar Mitchila Kavah Kadosh Baruch Hu Sherov Yimei Olam Yu Yisrael Bachashchut. Why would a Kadosh Baruch Hu set things up that the majority of our history would be in darkness? Vizot Tmiya Rabati Hamiika Alibo Shel Adam. And this is a really, really big question that weighs on a person's heart, right? How many of us have asked at different times, either because we felt the pain of Klal Yisrael, or we projected our own pain that we were feeling, and asked it through the pain of Klal Yisrael? Why does God do this? Why is God putting us through this? Why is God putting us through the pain of exile? Why is God torturing us in this way? We ask that from a place of pain. It weighs on our hearts. Why do we have this history? Why is this going on? Right, the other place I work at, they just came back from Poland. They just went, I don't know if you guys are going, and if you were planning on, if you can go anyway, it doesn't really matter, right? But they're like, in Shana Aleph or in high school, people go often on these heritage trips, go to Poland. And you go to these places, and Baruch Hashem, they're framed by incredible people who bring out the emuna in it, and bring out the avoda in it, and bring out the hope in it, and bring out the survival of Klal Yisrael from it. But when you see, even in the recent past, the depths of the horrors of exile, I don't understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why would you make our default exile? Why would you make our default challenge? Why would you make our default pain? Yes, we survived. Yes, it's a miracle. Yes, it's good with the Aman Yifchar. Yes, no matter what comes against us, because we're God's chosen people and He's behind us and with us the entire time, no matter what, we come out of it stronger. All true. But why do we go through this? Why do we go through the majority of our history in exile? Why is that the default? Mazel tov, we can change it. But why is that the default? Madua nikva kach goralo shel am hanifchar. Why is this the lot of the chosen people? Liot rov yimehem begalot v'tzarot. That the majority of their days should be in exile, should be in pain. Why is that the default? V'alo ata bechartanu mikol ha'amim ahavta otanu v'ratzita banu. We say on. An yamim tovim. You chose us from all the other nations. You love us. And you care for us. Of all the other nations. And yet this is what we go through. You know what? Why are we the chosen people? Seems like a terrible lot to have been cast. Because we're the chosen people, we go through exile. We go through pain. We go through a tragic history. Why? What does it mean? How do we understand it? So he says, Uvemet, hare inanu mevinim klal mahut habriya v'sodotech. We don't understand in essence what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wants from this. We're not claiming to be exposing here the secrets of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's infinite will and the desire for how history is going to play out. L'shema bara HaKadosh Baruch Hu et kol ha'briya. Again, as we talked about in Derech Hashem, we don't know why in essence God created. We have al pi Kabbalah what He gives to us of why He created the world. We don't know in essence why HaKadosh Baruch Hu does what He does. Fine. Ach yesh lehit bonen, but we have to reflect upon. B'masha be'aru kadmonenu b'tam ha'briya. That which we're told, Alpi, Chazal, from Moshe Rabbeinu, from the Nevi'im, from the Mekubalim, that we're told about the reason for creation itself, which is exactly what we read, literally read last night, in Derech Hashem. Shu kimi derech hatov le'atif. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good, and it is the nature of good to do good. Exactly what we spoke about last night in Derech Hashem. Mechok hatov le'atif. V'yaratzon ha'elyonim parach shemo bebri'at olamo le'atif le'bruotav. That the whole reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when He created the world, His whole goal, we talked about this at length last night, the whole goal, beginning of Derech Hashem, Chelek Aleph, Perek Bet, Ot Aleph. Why does the HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world? Because He wants to, Leitiv mituvo yiparach shemo lezulato. Only because He wants to give of His goodness to another. We talked about it at length, the whole premise of creation is that God is good, and that God desperately, so to speak, wants to give of his goodness to another. The whole foundation of reality is the desire to give, and dafka the desire to give good. That's what we have. That's what we're told. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives over to us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's whole purpose in creation is only to give good. But if it means that he wants to give good, it doesn't mean a physical good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't mean he wants to give us physical goodness. He wants to give us ultimate goodness. Only the best goodness that there is. And there's nothing greater good, there's no greater goodness to achieve than to enjoy the radiance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina. What we defined yesterday as, what was the key word? As dvekus. Excellent, as dvekut. Clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, experiencing His radiance, experiencing His presence. Le'or mufla rom ma'aleh. To the tremendous light that He gives off. Shehem ha-sagot ka'ilu she'en lam kol she'echud le'kutzei chomer. Understandings of the infinite. Closeness with the infinite. Connection with the infinite. That physically human beings shouldn't be able to achieve. V'lech'ora. Nishelat ha-she'ela. Hare HaKadosh Baruch Hu barat kol ha-briya bishvil Yisrael. We can ask the question. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the whole world for Klal Yisrael. We see that practically, the vast majority of the world, the majority of the world is not Jews. And yet the world was created for the Jewish people. And we're a negligible percentage of the world. Top of the next column. And we go through so much tragedy. If God's whole goal is to give goodness, and everything is all for Klal Yisrael, how is that so? We're nothing, and we go through pain and tragedy. Ach be'emet, kol hashkafa zo al mehut am hanifchar, v'ta'ut yisoda. In truth, he says, this whole perspective on what Klal Yisrael is and what it means to be the chosen people, it's all a mistake. We're all mistaken. Ha'am hanifchar, what does it mean that we're the chosen people? What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us? Chose us for what? What does it mean that we're chosen? Ha'am ha-nivchar, what it means to be the chosen people. Lo nivchar bishvil la-ha'anik lo tov gashmi, nifsad upachut erech. We weren't chosen simply to have physical pleasures that are totally meaningless in the ultimate scheme of things. Am Yisrael nivchar li-ye'ud gvoha me'od. We were chose for a transcendent destiny. We were chosen to fulfill the goal of creation. We're meant to fulfill the goal of creation. We're meant to bring it about. We're meant to do it. K'mamar Chazal, Chazal say, "Shetachlit ha-briya, shenitaveh HaKadosh Baruch Hu liyot lo dira batachtonim." That what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants more than anything else, HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires, He wants to have a place down here in the lower realms. To be given a place down here in the lowly physical world. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He wants someone to come along. And despite the physicality. And despite the lowliness of the world that we live in. To create a reality of Kedusha. To bring the Shechina into the physical world that we live in. She Yisrael eats dabku b'Hashem Yiparach. That we as Klal Yisrael should cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu so deeply. That we bring him into this world and that he can dwell down here with us. Our goal here is not to enjoy the world. Our goal here is for the ultimate goal, the infinite goal, that was destined for them. That's all for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Mikomo shel Am Yisrael babriya, hu al derech haneshama baguf. The place of Am Yisrael in the world is like the neshama's relationship to the guf, like the neshama's relationship to the body. Shebeod shekol ever me'evrei ha'adam tofes makom, hare haneshama eno tofeset shum makom. He says so beautifully. If you look at the physical body, how much space does the soul take up in the body? None. It doesn't take up any space in the body. And yet without the soul, the body has no life. And the whole life of the body is the soul. That's Klal Yisrael. That's Am Yisrael. That's who we are. We in the world, what's our place in the world? Yes, we're not detectable in the world. We don't register in terms of the percentage of how many people are out there in the world. But we are the soul of the world. We give life to the world because we're bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. We're connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're being dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're bringing that life to the world. We don't need to be a large number to do that. And it doesn't necessarily need to be easy to do that. We're fulfilling the purpose of reality by bringing the life of the world into the world like the neshama comes into the goof. Kach Yisrael heim ora neshama, so too Klal Yisrael, they're like the light of the neshama. Hameir et kol abriyah, that's lighting up the whole of creation. Sha'ata mechayet kulam, aval eino tofes makom ve'eino nikar klam. We bring life to the world, but yet, you can't detect us. But yet, we're the smallest in number. We don't take up any space. We're bringing the life into the world with the neshama of the world. Tachlit ha-briyah hi bishvil Yisrael ha-manichar. The whole purpose of the creation is for Klal Yisrael, the chosen people. Bishvilam bara HaKadosh Baruch Hu et kol ha-olam. It was for Klal Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the entire world. Ach lo le-gashmiut nifcharu. We weren't chosen for physicality. We weren't chosen for gashmius. El Eliyot or Neshama, we were chosen to be the Neshama of the world. Hachilek Eloka Mima'al Shevabriya, the godliness of the world. Sheet Dabkubo Yiparach, to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'yelo Dira B'tachtonim, and to bring him into the world. She said, Tachlit Kol HaTorah V'Taryag Mitzvot, that's the purpose of the whole Torah. That's the purpose of all of the Taryag Mitzvot. Sheyudi Yeh Davuk B'Hashem Yiparach, that a Jew should cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the Torah? The Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling us it's a guidebook of how to connect to Him. It's a guidebook of how to live a spiritual life. It's a guidebook of how to live a Kadosh life. That's the Torah. What are the mitzvos? The mitzvos are HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling us, not the 613 things to keep ourselves occupied and busy with to do in this world. They're the 613 ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals to us of how to love Him, of how to connect to Him, of how to relate to Him, of how to be in a relationship with Him. That's what the Torah reveals to us. It's not how to live a physical life. It's how to lead a spiritual life in a physical world. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals to us in the Torah, and that's our job. Is to live in a physical world and live a spiritual life in a physical world. Unifying the spiritual and the physical, bringing down HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this world. V'zeh ka'amor tachlit ratzon ha'elyon, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire. In the whole creation of the world, b'rat ha'olam, she'elo dira batachtonim, that they have a place here. Imom nama dira hazot tofeset makom katan me'od b'chol ha'briyah, it doesn't matter how small a place that is. Am Yisrael hu mi'ut katan biyoter miklal enoshiyut. We're a very, very small number of the total population of the world. Aval hi mivchinat ha'neshama she'ina nir'et klal. But it's like the neshama that's not seen at all. V'yanotenet chiyut b'chol ha'adam. And it gives life to the whole person. Next paragraph. V'zegam shar kol ha'galiyot Yisrael ovrim. And this is also the explanation of all of the exiles that Klal Yisrael go through. Shekol inyanam bichdei litzareif ulizakech et Yisrael shiyu reuyim liyudam aniskav liyot am anifchar. He's giving a whole different spin and understanding of what exile is. Shekol inyanam, the whole reason, the whole purpose of exile is to purify Klal Yisrael, that we should be ready, that we should be prepared for our ultimate destiny of being the chosen people. Bifchinat dira la Hashem Yibarach b'tachtonim, that we should be prepared to receive a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be that dwelling in this world. Ukimo sheikshinu b'inyan galut Mitzrayim, as we asked by the exiles in Mitzrayim, sheyardu shama shivim nefesh sadikim gedoshim v'torim. Again, it was 70 people who were kadosh v'tahor who went down to Mitzrayim. V'yatsumi sham mishukaim memtet sharei tu, and they came out tamei. We came in tahor, we came out tamei. What's going on with that? Umahu ila kol galut. What is this whole galus for? He says, Ela de'ikar matarat hagalut hayita lezakecham. The purpose of exile was to purify them. The purpose of exile was to put them through the ringer to bring them out stronger, purer. Lo zikuch mechataim, not a purification from sin, because again, they came out tame. They came out tame. Ela lezakech nishmotehem shiyu reuyim lekabelat haTorah. But to purify their souls, to put them through the physical ringer, in order that we come out understanding what's truly important, to bring out the neshama, the importance and the depth and the meaning of what truly counts in life, to bring out the neshama and put us through a spiritual purification process, a neshamadic purification process, in order that we'd be able to come out and receive the Torah. Al derech ze kol agaliyot, this is true of all galus. Nase bechdei lezakech et Yisrael, it's meant to purify Klal Yisrael. Shiu reuyim lehagia letachlitam, that we should be able to get to our goal. Vizeu she'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'Avram, and this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Vinu in Brit Ben Abitarim, top of the next page. You don't have it. Top of the next page. Brit Ben Abitarim. Yadoa teida ki geri yezaracha, know that your children, your descendants are going to be in exile. Meaning, bichlal ki geri yezaracha, that your children will be in exile. Bichlal zaracha, eina kavana li Yishmael ve'esav shekol yimehem b'tovalam hazeh. When he says your descendants, he's not talking about Yishmael. He's not talking about Esav. They get to enjoy all the goodness of this world. That's for them. Right now, we're living in the gullus of Esav, which is Edom, which is very likely the Western world. There's tremendous abundance, physical abundance in the Western world. That's just fine. Esav's doing okay. That's not the destiny of Klal Yisrael. Ki im lebnei Yisrael shem ama nifchar laHashem, by the Jewish people who are the chosen people of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'alze ne'amarlo, and that's what he says, yado teida. Not just know, yado teida, this double lashon, really know. What does it mean? Lashon zemore al kviut mitziyut. Know that this is what it's going to be. I'm establishing this. This is the way it's going to be. Ein zedavar anitan lebechira. This is not up to free will. Elakach chayav lihiyot. This is how it needs to be. Im birtzoncha shezaracha yena amanifchar. If you want your children, Avraham, if you want your descendants to be the chosen people, this is the way it needs to be. Harehem muchrachim la'avor et hazikuch shenoda la'achshiram l'ma'alotam ha'elyona. They're going to need to go through this purification process, which is already predestined, in order to reach that tremendous height of being the chosen people. Shebli ze lo yuchlu liyot am hanifchar, then they can't be the chosen people without it. V'alkein, lo haya makom she'avram yitpalel levatel zot. Avram can't daven to overturn this, because if Avram would have davened for this not to happen, he would be davening that we shouldn't be the chosen people. He would be davening that we shouldn't be the ones to fill the purpose of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. Zehi amatara shel kol hagaliyot. This is what all Golus is about. Umitziyut am Yisrael haritzufim yisurim. And the reality of Kol Yisrael that goes through tremendous challenges. Lizakech et Yisrael, to purify us. She re'uyim letachlit, that we should be prepared for the ultimate goal. Ha'atchala ha'ita kvar mizaracha. It's already from the beginning determined this way. Kideita shemeata li shamata liyadato lidato shel Yitzchak nimneta geula. No. Kideita shemeit lidato shel Yitzchak nimneta galut. As we say, meaning they were only in Galus for 210 years, and they were supposed to be there for 400 years. When does the count start? It starts from the birth of Yitzchak. Why? Because once Avraham accepted that this was necessary for the creation and the purification of Klal Yisrael, the clock starts ticking already from his first descendant, from Yitzchak. That's when the 400 years start. It's 400 years of leading to the purification and the redemption of Klal Yisrael, coming out as a purified people and ready to be the chosen people. V'acharkach kol koshi ashibud agalut, begalut mitraim. Then all the questions of the servitude and the subjugation in Egypt, lizakekamu lahachshiram lekabalat haTorah, was all to purify them for Kabbalat haTorah. V'chein acharkach b'chol dor v'dor hazikuch shel hagalut mikarev el hatachlit. And so too, every stage of exile brings us closer to the goal. Mitzrayim was incredibly harsh. Mitzrayim was incredibly difficult. When we were in Mitzrayim, we were forced to deal with the challenge of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim looked us in the face. Those who are in Seder Vav, we're going to talk about this at length starting next week, in terms of what's really going on underlying Sefer Shmot, and the challenges of Sefer Shmot, and the challenges of Mitzrayim that are brought out through the Pesukim and through Chazal. But when we go to Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim challenges us to our core. It challenges us in terms of who we are. When you're brought to Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim which is called Ervat Haaretz, Mitzrayim which is full of Arayus, Mitzrayim which is full of challenges, Mitzrayim which, when they can't tempt us, when they can't cause us to fall in the realm of Arayos, when Asia Potiphar can't tempt Yosef, when the Egyptians can't tempt the Jewish people with the physicality of this world, we say no. What do they try next? Fine, if you won't of your own free will choose physicality because you're so focused on the spirituality thing, we'll force you into physicality. We'll give you back-breaking labor to force you into being focused on Olam Hazeh, to be focused on this world. Get this next world stuff out of your head. Get this spirituality stuff out of your head. And we say no. It forces out of us a demand for the spiritual. It forces out of us a commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a commitment to Ruchnius, and a commitment to everything that actually matters in life. A commitment to the ultimate goal. Spoilers later above. But we see that even the Pesukim themselves. What does it say? It's just a crazy thing. Look at the parsha this week. It says that they kept on giving them harsher and harsher and harsher work. And the response is super weird. It says in the Pesukim, and as they continued to give them harsher work, so too did they have more babies. So too did they increase. What does one have to do with the other?
You would think it would
be the opposite. Right. Because that was the point. They were trying to get them to focus on the moment. What does it mean that they kept on reproducing? Claudius says, no. You can try to force me to, but the more and more and more that you try to force me into the moment, the more I reject you, says Claudius Yisrael. And I'm focused on the future, the goal, our ultimate destiny. And is that challenge? Yes. Is it harsh? Yes. Is it tragic? Yes. Nobody's arguing that. He's not saying here that it's not a harsh history. He's not saying that it's an easy history. He's not denying any of the hardships. But going through the process of the challenges of exile forces us to reconcile who we are in contrast to the challenges that we're facing. Who we are in light of the challenges that we're facing. What we're truly willing to commit ourselves to, what we reject, and who we are. Golus is the trial by fire to forge Klal Yisrael. And it's only a Klal Yisrael that goes into the most physical place that there is in the world, that goes into the most Arayus-oriented place in the world, that goes into the most Shibud-oriented place in the world, that goes to Mitzrayim. It's a Klal Yisrael that rejects that. It's a Klal Yisrael that's born on the contrasting background of Mitzrayim. And I choose those words very specifically. It's a graphic Midrash, but the Midrash says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes after the 10th plague and he comes to take us out of Egypt, he says it's like a shepherd who goes and puts his hand inside and delivers the baby from within the sheep, takes out that baby from within the sheep, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu birthed us out of Mitzrayim. We're born on the contrasting background of Mitzrayim. Going a little bit off here, but we'll come back to the Nesivos Shalom in a second. I heard this from within a longer shir by an incredible gadol who we lost recently in the last few years, Rav Moshe Shapiro Zatzal. And this is a like very short part of the shir, an hour and a half long, very, very short idea from there. But he says amazingly, he says, we always talk about, right, when we celebrate Pesach, we're talking about, we're celebrating Yetzias Mitzrayim. And it's like, but why? We walked out. Like, of all the things to celebrate the plague, celebrate Kriyas Yamsuf, celebrate the miracles. Like, talk about, what does it mean? Zecher li Yetzias Mitzrayim. What's so big about Yetzias Mitzrayim? He says, again, I'm paraphrasing only a small part of what he says, but to take it in, he says, no. The biggest miracle of Pesach, is Yetzias Mitzrayim itself. Why? Because Yetzias Mitzrayim was a birth. Yetzias Mitzrayim is our birth as a nation. And when something is born, when a child is born, a child comes from the genetics of the parent. A child reflects the genetics of the parent. That's how reality is built. But the biggest miracle of all occurred at Yetzias Mitzrayim. When we left Mitzrayim, we were born as the opposite of the place we left. Who we were was forged by Mitzrayim, and miraculously it forged us to be the exact opposite of everything that Mitzrayim was. Mitzrayim taught us what we were not. We demanded to say, "This is, we are not this, we don't want this." And now we know that clearly. And by making that choice, even though we were Tamei, we've been purified on a spiritual level that allowed us to become the chosen people. And then that takes a process. What's the time period from Pesach to Shavuos called? What's it called? Sfirat HaOmer. How many days are in Sfirat HaOmer? 49. I wonder if that's to purify those 49 levels of Tum'ah that we got in Mitzrayim, right? So we come out of Mitzrayim. We're on 49 level of Tum'ah, yes. But we're now ready, having rejected Mitzrayim, we're now ready to go through. We have to go through a purification process. 49 days, one day for each level to actually receive the Torah. But what makes us the people who are chosen to purify in the way to receive the Torah? It's having survived Mitzrayim, but having rejected Mitzrayim and brought out that we are a people who are committed to Ruchnius, who are committed to the future, who are committed to our destiny, that allows us to then go through that technical purification process and then ultimately receive the Torah and be that chosen people. Is that harsh? Is that rough? Is that challenging? Yes. Is it what we want to hear? Probably not. But it doesn't change the fact that that's what it takes to be the chosen people. In life, we grow through challenge. We grow through adversity. On a cosmic scale, we become the Jewish people through the contrast, through the challenge, through the struggle in Mitzrayim. That's what makes us who we are. Golus makes us who we are. That allows us to dig deep and say, this is what I'm not. And begin to walk down the road to being those chosen people, to living up to being the chosen people. Next paragraph. Vamru Chazal. One more paragraph. Let's get one more paragraph in. Vamru Chazal. Ilmalei Shamru Yisrael Shabbat Achat Miyad Migalin. Chazal tell us that if we just keep one Shabbos, we'll immediately be redeemed. Very beautiful, but that's not... Okay, sit here. We can talk about that afterwards. Definitely not on recording. We're talking about that afterwards. And there are others that say two Shabbatot b'seder, one Shabbos or two Shabboses. It seems astonishing. With all of the difficulties and tragedies of the whole history of the Jewish people, Sachim, mehem al yidei Shabbat achad. How can they just be brought out? How can you be redeemed by one Shabbos? Because everything goes back to Shabbos. Achein, kamor shetachlit habriyah shnitaveh HaKadosh Baruch Hu liyot lo dira batachtonim. But as we said, the whole goal of creation is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to dwell in this world. Dahainu, hadvekut b'Hashem. What does it mean to dwell in this world? That we cling to Him. When we cling to Him, we don't go up. When we cling to Him, we draw godliness into this world. That's what it means to dwell in this world. When God dwells in us, when we bring Him down, He dwells in us. Dahainu, hadvekut b'Hashem, shehu tachlit kol HaTorah v'mitzvot. With clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the whole goal of Torah, the whole goal of mitzvot. The deeper Torah bring down, the Zohar Kodesh says that the 613 mitzvot are 613 streams, all leading back to the ultimate destination of Uvo Tidbak. That's the goal. And we know that. Our chart, right, Hashem? Tov, Zulato, what is the Tov? Dvekut, the whole reality is all about getting back to Dvekut. The Zohar Kadosh says that all 613 mitzvot are all about getting back to the Dvekut, are all about clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'kashir zo, Avodat Hashem shel Yehudi b'yom Shabbos Kodesh l'dabek b'Hashem Yitbarach. And that is Shabbos. Shabbos is a day where it's all about clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is a person? What are the mitzvot of Shabbos? Don't. 39 categories of don't. Why? Stop being creative. Stop doing new stuff. Stop, break, breathe, and recognize that this day is so kadosh, this day is so otherworldly. To just stop, be present, embrace that holiness, and connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the inherent beauty that is Shabbos, the spiritual power of Shabbos. Connect to the spirituality and the physicality. Connect to the spirituality and the beautiful food that's made the Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. Connect to the Or HaGadlus that we've spoken about that comes out from the Neros Shabbos, from the Shabbos candles. Connect to the Chelek Elokim Mimal that's in our friends, to the godliness that we see inside of our friends, Dibuk Chaverim. Connect to the beauty of our family on Shabbos Kodesh. Connect with each other on Shabbos Kodesh. And to connect and to feel that connectivity of where I come from. To connect to that and be part of that. And the godliness that comes about through that. Shabbos Kodesh is an opportunity to stop, not to stop doing anything. To stop because of the spiritual energy of Shabbos in and of itself. To embrace that. And to experience that spiritual charge, that closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that dveikus. Because Shabbos is me'ein olam haba. What is all of olam haba? It's all dveikus. It's all dveikus. It's all clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what is the me'ein olam haba of Shabbos? It's being able to be davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, the taste of the world to come even in this world, of that closeness even in this world. Lekach, and therefore, ilmalei shamru Yisrael Shabbat achat. If Klal Yisrael really keeps one Shabbos, not parts of one Shabbos, and all of these things are great, all of these things that these things that are out there are wonderful. Let's say that. They're all wonderful, and they all create tremendous Torah, Mitzvahs, and Avodas Hashem. We're talking about all of Klal Yisrael coming together and actually living Shabbos. The lotas days and the essence of Shabbos in its totality. Vayu magi'im l'dveikut b'Hashem yiparach, to truly cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ariyatikun ha'gamor, with that we would already bring about the end of the days. We would bring about the final fixing. V'ayamit kayim tachlit ratzon ha'alyon shindaveh HaKadosh Baruch Hu liyot lo dira batachtonim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu would already bring about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have a place to live in down here. U'miyad nigalinu, we would immediately be redeemed. That's again, bottom line, the whole goal is for us to be davuk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole goal is for us to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ze ha'tikun ha'gamor shel abriya. This is the final fixing of creation. And with one Shabbos, if we all truly kept, halachically, hashkafically, bipnimius, we kept one Shabbos as Klal Yisrael, we'd have geula because we'd all be davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we just walk into the end of this. V'chein matzinu od b'mar chazal, we also find in chazal, b'zchut emuna nigalu avoteinu mitzrayim, that it was in the zchus of emuna that our forefathers were redeemed from Egypt. U'v'zchut emuna atidin liyigael, and it's through emuna that we're going to be brought out in the final redemption. Shekein gam inyan emuna, that so too by emuna, hu dveikut b'Hashem, what's emuna? I have faith in God. I have faithfulness in God. I'm connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sheish be'emunah madrigot rabot ma'o, that there are so many levels upon levels upon levels in emunah. V'al yedei emunah mitkayemet ha'tachlit sheyudi yiyeh davuk b'Hashem yiparach. And it's through emunah that a Jew is able to fully connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Last few lines. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bara et kol ha'bri'ah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the whole world. Bri'ah gedolah kol kach, this huge world. V'akol rach emtza'im. And everything in this world, everything, is just a means. La'avi la tachlit sh'yudi yagia l'dveikut b'Hashem. They're just a means for the ultimate goal, that the Jewish people should bring about a reality of dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of connection, clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al derech ha'neshama she'ina nikeret. Like we talked about, like the neshama which isn't felt. Aval hi netunat chayut b'chol haguf, but it gives life to the whole body. V'chol ha'galuyot v'atzarot, in all galus, and all of the pain that we go through, heim lehavi l'tachlit hazot, it's to purify us, to burn away the physicality, and reveal the desire for true spirituality and connection that's at the heart of the chosen people. V'harezen notein liyudi mabat acher al kol abriya, this gives us a whole different perspective on creation. Kasher yodea shekol abriya nivra'a kidei sheyudi yagia l'dveikut b'Hashem yiparach. When we know that the whole reason for creation is just, the only reason for creation is to have a Jewish people that understands their purpose, that clings to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and through that brings him into this world. Zeh tachlit mikol ha-briya, that's the whole goal. Va'tachlit hazot ne'alemet ba-briya, and this is all hidden in the Briya, we don't see it explicitly. It's all hidden within the world. Kimi'ut shebimi'ut al derech ha-neshama she'inani karet klal. It's because all that's bringing about is Jewish people, and we're so small. But we're bringing it like the soul into the body. We can achieve this also. We don't have to go through galus. We can do it by bringing about dveikus. If we do Torah, mitzvot, if we cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we bring out that we're committed to that reality without galus, we can go inside that order that was set out of creation and bring about the gula right now. We could do it right now. If we dig deep and we truly connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al Yidei Shabbos, whether it's through Dveikus, whether it's through Shabbos and the Dveikus of Shabbos, whether it's through Emuna and the Dveikus of Emuna, Shal Yidei Zeh Miyad Nigalin, when we're immediately redeemed. Ki Zehu Tikuna Bri'ash Nitava HaKadosh Baruch Hu Li'ol Odir HaBatachmim, this is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. This is the fixing of the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have a place down here. She'im Omnam Enenu Yodim U'mavinim Klal Et Sodot HaBri'a U'mi'uta Aval Gilun Lanu Chazal Shezot HaKlita. That even we don't know all of the secrets of reality, but we know this. That's the goal. That's what we can bring it about. That's what we're here to do. We're here to learn Torah. We're here to do mitzvot. It's not a game. It's not a cute thing. It's not something to keep us busy. And it's not some meaningless exercise to give us a scorecard in Olam Haba. This is the goal of reality. That when we learn Torah for real, like we talked about earlier this week, when we do mitzvos for real, and we understand that when we're doing a mitzvah again, we're expressing one of the 613 ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us is to show how we can show our love for Him. That I learn Torah to connect to God. That I do mitzvos to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to relate to Him, to be in a relationship with Him. When I really do that and bring Him into this world, I remove the need for galus. I bring about Geula. I fix the world because I'm living the whole goal of the world, which is all just all HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He says, I am good. I am ultimate good. I want you to have that. Cling to me. My command to you is cling to me so you can enjoy that goodness. That's all I want for you. That's the reality of the Jewish people. That's the reality of Torah and Mitzvot, and that's the goal of all of creation. And yes, if we don't figure that out on our own, there's going to be Mitzrayims, and Bavels, and Prasumadais, and Yavans, and Edoms. But all of those are just to help bring out that which is hidden inside of us, that desire to connect with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the ability to do that and bring about the ultimate Tikkun at the end of things. Bezrat Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us to be able to see that that is the goal of Galus, to be able to see the goal of Galus both nationally, we didn't even talk about, that's also every personal Galus. When we feel that darkness inside, that distance inside, the trials and tribulations of our lives, that we should be able to see through that, that it's bringing out who we are, who we're meant to be, to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bring Him down into this world by bringing Him into my life. And through that, Bezrat Hashem, to see the Tikkun come speedily and in our days, Bezrat Hashem, b'mhira b'yameinu.